Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14, and I would like to read the first six verses with you. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, where Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive ye unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That's John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And that's a tremendous passage of Scripture as it talks about what we as Christians can look forward to. We can look forward to a home in heaven, a mansion in the presence of the Lord. And I'll tell you, that mansion is going to be a tremendous place. And the Lord Jesus Christ is right now building it for us. And so I can imagine when we see it, it's going to be very glorious. But the question is, how can we get there? How can we have the assurance of a mansion in heaven? Well, there's only one way, and that's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't get to heaven by our own works. We can't get to heaven through our religion. We can't get to heaven by our good morality. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. As he says there in verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Recently, I had a person contact me through the email and ask how we know that Christianity is the right religion. And the way that we know that Christianity is the right religion is because of the fact that only Christianity has a Savior who died on the cross for the sins of everybody. And Jesus Christ is the one who did that. Muhammad didn't die for the sins of others. Buddha didn't die for the sins of others. No matter what religion you're talking about, no one has died for the sins of the whole world. But Jesus Christ did that. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, the Bible says. And so when Jesus says here in John chapter 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me," it's simply because of the fact that he went to the cross and provided eternal salvation under the plan of God, so that all who would call upon his name could be saved and have the hope of and the assurance of heaven. He is the way by which there is no other going. He is the truth by which there is no other knowing. He is the life by which there is no other living. And if you want to spend eternity in heaven and in a special mansion prepared for you by the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to trust him as your Savior. You need to call upon him and ask him to save you, and he will. And I would encourage you to do that today. If you've already trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can look forward to a mansion in heaven that's far beyond anything that you can even imagine that is being prepared for you right now for the Lord Jesus Christ to the glory of God. Father, we thank you and praise you for this passage of Scripture. And we thank you that your Son Jesus Christ is the only way and the only truth and the only life, and that through faith in him we can have a relationship with you. It's my prayer today that all who are under the sound of my voice will trust Christ as Savior if they've not done so, that they might have a perfect relationship with you through faith in his work on the cross. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.